had, I mean, do you know him at all, and have you had any discussions over the last couple of years with him about the experience?
Yeah, I don't know him personally, but our trainer in St. Louis was actually in Carolina before he came to St. Louis, so he was very familiar with that story. And you know, I remember last year, you know, when my second one happened, you know, he brought that right up and was like, listen, he was like, don't think that it can't be done. Don't think that you can't come back. He was like, there's been a guy that I know who's come back from three of them. So, you know, I think that was one of those things that kind of gave me some motivation early on in the process, knowing that, you know, it has been done before.
When you were going through your rehab for the knees, did you work any other parts of the body, you know, physically, or was it just focused on the knee, getting the knee better?
It's total body. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's only, you know, especially once you get into, you know, I don't know, past the 12th week, and the rehab sessions become, you know, almost like leg workouts. You know, you can only do them every other day or a little bit each day, so you've got to find things to do. So, you know, you incorporate core, upper body, you know, just as you would if you were training at any other time.
Sam, what kind of sense have you gotten since you've been in Philadelphia of kind of the external pressure that comes in with being the quarterback of this football team? You know, you hear that the market is different from a lot of other places. And, you know, is it appreciably different from what you experienced in St. Louis? Is it different even from Norman, you know, and what you might have felt there?
Yeah. Yeah, obviously, I think it is different. Obviously, you know, since I've been here, I've learned that, you know, this is a great sports town. I mean, the people are passionate here. They really care. You know, as far as the external pressure, though, you know, I think I put more pressure on myself than anyone on the outside could put on me. You know, I don't really go out a lot. You know, it's pretty much from here to home and back here the next day. So, you know, I don't really have a great sense for what's going on out in that world. But, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, it's a great fan base and they're very passionate here.
Did you get what kind of encounters, if any, did you have before that? You know, how did that passion, let's say, in Oklahoma manifest itself or in St. Louis? You know, how different is it here compared to what you went through or didn't go through there?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's more similar to when I was at Oklahoma than in St. Louis, just for the fact that, you know, when I was playing college ball there, you know, I think the Thunder had just come. But, you know, Oklahoma football was pretty much the biggest deal in that state. And so, you know, you couldn't go anywhere without someone coming up to you and saying something and talking about last week's game or something like that. So I think it's more similar to that, the passion for football, probably, than it was in St. Louis.
St. Louis, they care about the Cardinals, right?
What's up?
St. Louis probably heard more about the Cardinals.
I mean, I don't want to take away. I mean, they do support the Rams, but yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, the Cards are huge in St. Louis.
Have you guys had some success with that pop pass to Zach Ertz?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's an option to hand off there, too.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen much of that. Was that just predicated on what the defense was doing, or is it something that you think they're adding to your plate as you go along here?
Yeah, I think obviously it was something that we saw that they were giving us last week. You know, we talked about it during practice last week. We felt good about it. You know, as far as if we're going to continue to do that, I think it just depends on who we're playing. You know, obviously it's a nice option to have. It gives us, you know, an extra option on those run plays. You know, and it makes them defend one more guy, which is, I think, you know, why you saw us have some success with it last week.
I'm sure you've done the package plays before elsewhere, but I guess they're maybe a little more involved in the offense here. How have you felt running those types of plays where you have run and pass options that have to be decided at this, you know, post snap?
Yeah, you know, it's a little different. You know, I'm not sure I've ever really done that as far. You know, it's almost similar to like the zone read, except you're not pulling it to run, you're pulling it to throw. You know, so that was a little new to me, but, you know, I feel good with it. You know, like I said, I think that when we can force them to defend an extra element, especially on a run play, you know, I think it spreads them out. You know, it helps the run game get going. But if they want to play, you know, 6-7-man box and everyone crash down, then we got to get the ball to the perimeter.
Are you where you thought you would be six games in? Did you have a sense of where you would be in terms of sharpness and you know, being back in the flow?
To be honest, I'm not really sure where I thought I would be six games in. You know, I think you have expectations. You know, you want to come out, you want to play well, you want to play, you know, to the best of your abilities. But as far as, you know, trying to predict, you know, how the season's going to go and where you're going to be, you know, especially coming off the injuries, I think that's hard to do. You know, would I like to have been a little sharper? Absolutely. But, you know, at the same time, I think I've done some things really well. I think, you know, just looking to continue to improve each week.
Yeah, I just saw you move around the pocket pretty well in the last game, something we haven't really seen a lot before. Is that
questionable maybe this season.
Throwback right there.
Is that something where you're just feeling more comfortable in the offense, or is it feeling more comfortable as you get farther away from your surgery?
I think probably a little bit of both. You know, I think you look around the league, though, and you see, you know, some of the explosive plays or a lot of the explosive plays created. You know, there's quite a few of them that happen when the play is extended, whether it be, you know, a scramble, climbing up in the pocket, finding a guy, you know, in the second window. You know, and I think, you know, I've got to do a better job of trying to create some more of those situations. You know, if it's not there early in the progression and I can't extend the play and try to find someone down the field, you know, I think it's another way for us to try to produce big plays.
When there have been underthrown passes, has it been mechanical, or is there some other reason for those
sectors for us? Yeah, I think it's been mechanical. You know, me and Coach Day talked about it a little bit this week. You know, I'm not sure my weight transfer has been where it should be on a couple of the throws. I'm not sure I've really gotten to my front leg. I think that's why some of them have been short. You know, so I spent a lot of time this week trying to get back to the fundamentals.
So it's the legs and the footwork, and not anything on top.
That's what I believe it is, yeah.
Cooper have kind of connected quite a bit on the balls the last few weeks. What have you noticed about him and his ability to get open?
You know, Coop's obviously, he's a big target down the field, but he also runs really well. And I think, you know, you've seen him track the ball really well down the field the past couple weeks. You know, he's got a great feel for some of those backside post routes that we've hit him on. You know, I feel comfortable throwing it up to him.
You and Cam Newton, first guys taking the respective drafts. Is there a little bit of competition, you know, because of that? I mean, I know you don't go up against each other personally, but
yeah.
Is there a little bit of a competition?
I don't think it's anything more than it is each week. You know, I think every week when you step on the field, you're in a competition with that other quarterback. You know, like you said, you don't really play against him. It's not like we're out there at the same time. But, you know, I think you always want to put your best effort out there, and you always want to be the best quarterback on the field.
You played against him before. You gone against that?
Yeah, I have gone against him. Yeah, that was a bad
memory.
What's
your recollection? Huh? What's your recollection?
Well, I believe that was the game I got hurt, the first injury. But, you know, it was a battle. We were playing well, pretty similar situation. You know, they were playing well at the time. We went into Carolina. Can't remember exactly what the score was, but, you know, it was a good game.
You know, playing well against the blitz the last 2 weeks. Sean McDermott certainly likes to send extra rushers. What has been the key? Is it strictly the hot read? Is it something else when you see those extra guys coming at you?
You know, I think knowing where your hot answer is, where the ball can come out quick, but also, you know, a lot of the pressures we see, you know, they're man pressures behind them. And so finding matchups that are favorable after the blitz.
You mentioned throwing the ball up for Riley. 6 games into this, your new receivers, how long of a process is it to kind of feel each other out and know who you're comfortable putting in what situation? What kind of process is that?
You know, I think it's always evolving. You know, I'm not sure that there's a set process that says by this day number you feel comfortable with him, by this day number you feel comfortable with him. I think it's something that, you know, as you put the game plan in each week, and we've got some, you know, different variations of each plays, and you get a feel for how guys run those routes. You know, after a couple weeks, I think you get a feel for, you know, who likes certain routes and who doesn't. And then I think, you know, like I said, I think it's just constantly evolving, and that comfort level just continues to grow.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.